Welcome to the Tucson Tasty Show, the tastiest show in town. I'm your host, Wesley Source, here with Pastor John McClain.
Yes,
how
sir.
You doing, Pastor?
I am blessed and highly favored, my friend.
Are you?
I am.
Outstanding.
If you don't believe me, look at me. Can you tell now?
I can.
Yep.
Nobody else can.
Nobody else.
Nobody can see
you. You can tell, though. Yeah, you can see.
all right, you got me off. Let's see.
Sorry, buddy. You know, every single time I'm going to come with something new, so prepare yourself.
You're of Veteran Rescue Mission, and yeah. You do have an event coming up, and I'm going to keep plugging this until the event is here. Tell us a little bit about your event.
It's Veteran Rescue Mission March to the VA. November 11th to November 13th, go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate $22 per each of the 22 miles. We'll be marching to bring awareness to the 22 veterans that commit suicide a day. Our objective is to connect homeless veterans with services and help end veteran suicide and homelessness. That's what we do at Veteran Rescue Mission. I've been doing it for over a decade. So certainly go to veteranrescuemission.org. We can use all the support we can get.
Outstanding. Thank you so much. And we do have Sonora with Vera Earl Premium Beef. That's Vera Earl Ranch or VE Beef.
You're just having a
premium.
Day. Dot get it.
VEPremium.com. How you doing today, Sonora?
I am doing well. Thank you for having us on.
Outstanding. And now we do have both of our guests here today. But before we talk about them, we do have to say thank you to some very important people because we wouldn't be here without them.
Nope.
And that
We'd
is
be at home watching TV.
All right, if you say so. that is our sponsors, and that's Kiki Rogers with Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, that's VE premiumbeef.com. I got it right that time, but I'm reading it. East ERC Junction, Veteran Rescue Mission, Pitcher Rocks, Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Dirty Cactus Soaps. If you guys haven't heard about Dirty Cactus Soaps, it's pretty awesome. They have some really pretty soap.
Really awesome
but
soap.
You're supposed to use it, not put it on the shelf and look at it.
Yeah, and it looks edible, but you're apparently not supposed to eat it.
Yes, yeah. There's some good-looking soap.
Yeah, now I know.
Now, both of our guests are very special today, and they are everywhere in the culinary community. Chef Matt Cable and Chef Devin Sanner of Zio.
Easy for you to say.
Easy for. With Zio Pepe. Now, you're at Wilmot and Pima, which is literally down the street from where I grew up, which is awesome, and a very cool building right across from Golf and Stuff. So for everybody that's at Golf and Stuff, thinking about the amazing food across the street instead of hanging out with their kids. And
Yeah, I get it. I don't blame them.
Please introduce yourselves and tell us a few things about what you're currently working on, and again, where we can find you.
Devin Sanner, Gemini. So I'm Tucson native.
You look like
and,
a Gemini,
partnered
sure.
with Matt Cable here at Zio Pepe Restaurant, 6502 East Tancredi Road on Tucson's original restaurant row. And we've been doing this Sonoran Italian fusion gig for a couple years now. Opened the doors June 1st of 2021. Had the stroke of genius opening right at the beginning of summer in the middle of the pandemic. And, you know,
good
and it's been all since then. But yeah. Here we are. And the time of our lives, and we also partnered up with the Gastronomic Union of Tucson, which we co-founded with some of our chef friends, a chef collective of now over 4 dozen of the city's finest, and
some of the most amazing food. If you get to go to one of their dinners, which I drug him to, in fact, right here on the screen for the background is one of those dishes that was the and it's gone. Branzino, stuffed branzino, and absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it was great. It was amazing. Yeah, and I haven't been to Zio Pepe's yet, but I've heard a lot about it, and Wesley talks about you as if you guys like as if you're his own children, because the work that you guys have done has been so amazing. So yeah, I definitely look forward to hearing more about it.
Well, thank you for that, John.
You're welcome. Sorry to put you on blast like that, bud.
And we also have Matt Cable here in studio. Tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Matt Cable, born and raised here in Tucson.
Nice.
I besides Zio Pepe, I also own Fresco Pizzeria and First Week Catering. But yeah, pretty much also a lifer in the food industry.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, no.
He said all the good stuff.
He took all the good words from you.
Right. What can I say that he didn't say?
That is, fair enough. So tell us a little bit about Zio Pepe. Where does the name come from? Because, of course, our listeners have never heard of you before, so we want to introduce them. Tell us a little bit about the name.
Hopefully not. All of them have never heard of
seven,
it.
Seven of them.
Let's just
six or seven. Yeah.
We're local PBS affiliate famous.
No. Yeah. and definitely the thing that I'm really impressed by is the bravery you guys had in the when you started. I mean, I know we started this affiliate radio station, Common Good, right? Kind of in the amongst COVID, because we realized like we were either going to be the foundation for society when they come back to play, or we were going to have to figure out something else to do. So to see kind of the courage that you guys had to start what you started when you started it, and probably where it is now because of that, is I'm sure that's an impressive story in itself. But let's not get tangent too far. Let's get that. Where'd the name come from?
I'd say maybe more ignorant was what it was.
Well, that's the thing. they can be the same. I was in the military, so they go hand in hand.
No, we definitely, and it's funny too, because we didn't think it was going to be a slam dunk, but we made budgets and had projections according to the numbers at the time, which at this point we're coming out of lockdown and we're like, oh, well, if this is the way things are and this is what we do, this is how we could expect things to go. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, like literally the month we opened is when the entire food industry went into chaos.
Huh. Oh, no.
Interesting.
But yeah, the name is actually Zio Pepe, just translates to Uncle Joe. My Uncle Joe opened the first Sicilian pizzeria here in Tucson back in the early 70s.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And I've always looked up to him and my father and my other uncle Larry. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, you know, after Tessio's was closed, my dad would make that pizza at home. You know, I would get Sicilian pizza at home for dinner sometimes, you know. And so he was always kind of a trailblazer. And then I happened to run into one of his friends that had taken a bunch of these beautiful black and white photos from the restaurant in like 72, 73. And so I was like, Devin and I are opening this restaurant that's kind of a, as Devin likes to put it, a love letter to Tucson. Mm-hmm. And my uncle was one of the kind of OG pizza trailblazers here in Tucson. Nice. So we thought it would be a fun kind of to pay homage to him.
That's awesome.
And it's a catchy name.
So you use a flour for your pizza dough that's a little different.
So we use, we use a base flour, which is a Caputo 00, which is what a lot of people use as a base flour. Mm-hmm. But we also use some hard red wheat from BKW Farms and a little bit of mesquite flour that we get from the Ishkashita Refugee Network. And one of the things that I think we're most proud of is our pizza dough. We spent a lot of time working on that.
I could imagine.
Oh my gosh. I mean, a few weeks into that one, I mean, literally every single day, Devin and I going in there, making pizza and bread, eating it all, making notes, making our new doughs for the next day, redating everything. Mm. Putting it in, coming back the next day. I mean, the first like week, we were like, "Oh, this is awesome!" And then it's like, you know, after you're like, you know, your 100th slice of pizza in a month, you're just like,
"Oh, enough dough, hummingbird diabetes." It gets to a point where he's like, "Okay."
So Nora,
we had to nail it down, and I think we landed on, and it seems the public agrees with us, so we landed on a winner. So.
Yeah, that was one of our things, is we wanted to use some local grains, but we wanted to do a lot of sourcing locally and paying tribute to some of the flavors of the region, but we didn't want to do it just for the sake of doing it. One of our we're like, whatever we do, it's going to be good, you know. And I think our dough is definitely a great example of that.
Absolutely. Nice. Have you been able to get over there, Sonora?
I have, actually. I was really excited when I found out that we were going to be on with you guys, because I tell people about you all the time. time.
Exactly.
I love Italian food and I love Mexican food. So when I found out it was like Italian snore infusion, I was kind of like, it was this like heavenly moment,
right?
And the food
is
divine.
Did you try one of the dips that they do?
I have not. I continually rant and rave about your gnocchi that had masa in it. I thought it was like the most ingenious thing ever, and your braised short ribs. So
this is the part of the interview you guys lose me because you start using all this like food language that I don't get whatsoever. Got it. Cool. Fun guys. Yeah, awesome.
We'll catch you up to study.
What do you think that Sonora? What would you bring in from VE Premium Beef? Vera Earl Premium Beef.
Well, I know you guys already do a killer short rib, so as much as I would love you to use a short rib, maybe we don't go there and I say do something totally different. I did bring some samples to send home with you today, so we got a couple things.
Twist
to try.
The arm a little harder.
I know, I'm going to. I'm going to break it. So
we don't accept free beef. It's kind of a rule.
No.
That's okay. I'll take it.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure Wesley will gladly take it for you.
Oh yeah, he will.
And we'll
sure.
do a video later.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you said local, so definitely when you said that, it perked up my ears, because that's definitely the cool thing I like about Vera Earl is just like how it gives, you know, these us local people here in Tucson, which, you know, a lot of us are, the people who want to do local, want to buy local, want to kind of keep it here and fresh, but particularly Vera Earl, I've already been ranting and raving about how great their meat is. Like I want to eat it everywhere I go.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, and we're going to be back after this short break. I am Wesley Source, your host of the Tucson Tasty Show, and special thank you to our sponsors, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial Insurance. That's Country Financial Insurance, absolutely incredible. VEPremiumBeef.com, ERCJunction.com, Veteran Rescue Mission, of course, Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, and Dirty Cactus Soap, which you can find on Facebook. See you shortly. Stay tasty, Tucson. Welcome back to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host. I am here with Outpastor John McClain. He had to leave during the break. He just left us high and dry, but guess what? I replaced him with another one of my favorites, Sean Smiley. Can you tell us
Sean, so we are here for John's Tasty Bites, brought to you by ERC Junction, the place where small businesses can get money back from the IRS.
Perfect. And John's Tasty Bites is the place to expand your culinary horizons.
Yes.
So ERC Junction, tell us a little bit about that, and then we're going to dig in.
Excellent. So the ERC stands for the Employee Retention Credit, and that is money that's earmarked for business owners who kept people employed through the pandemic. It's a reward from the federal government for keeping those people employed. And there are really four primary ways that businesses can qualify. One is if they had a reduction in their wages, not in their wages, in their grocery receipts. Getting tongue-tied here.
You're good. You're doing great.
And second is if there were government mandates that had a direct impact on their business. The third is if their supply chain got interrupted by government mandates. And the fourth is they made provisions for new business owners.
Outstanding. Well,
yeah.
So does that mean that these guys qualify? I feel like these guys qualify for a special credit because government, they started a business during the middle of it, right?
The shut down dining room and then the reduced capacity dining room makes us eligible.
Yeah. Did you guys already apply for the credit?
Yeah. Yeah. We got the one from Zio Pepe already.
Okay.
In the bank.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you guys were on it and got some help there. One of the services we provide is we'll do a free review for you. If we can't find any additional money that the other provider didn't get for you, then there's absolutely no cost. And if we do find more money, then you get more money.
That's not a bad thing.
Fabulous. Doesn't
sound bad to me.
Can't live.
That's a win-win. This is my favorite part of the show because we talk about what you guys are, what you guys are doing, and then we get to talk about the food. Everybody at home that's listening doesn't get to see the food unless you get to go to our YouTube, our Instagram, or our Facebook page. And again, that's the Tucson Tasty Show. And on YouTube, it's the Tasty Show 520. And you need to check out this food because it's absolutely incredible. And we'll have all of this posted tomorrow, Monday, since this is a Sunday, after all. You know, it can't work on a Sunday afternoon. So we'll get it posted up on Monday afternoon. So tell us about a little bit of what you brought for everybody to see and hear us slobber over today.
So starting off here, this is the Elote Arancini. This is a perfect little marriage of Sonoran street food and Sicilian street food. And this one is so popular. If we tried to take it off the menu, the pitchforks and torches would come out, riots in the streets. So this one's a staple of the menu. Guaranteed to stay. So we take so arancini is the little oranges because of what they resemble in their finished state here, and it's risotto balls that are then bread and fried. But we've incorporated elote or Sonoran street vendor's corn. We grill the corn and fold that into the risotto, incorporate queso fresco, and then instead of rolling it in the standard flour, egg, and breadcrumb, it's masa and egg, and then crushed tortilla chips that we fry in house.
So that masa is going to be really crunchy. I mean,
it's got a great crunch, crispiness to it, a really good strong corn taste to it, rich in the Parmesan and the queso fresco that we use, and a cilantro and lime crema. This thing is. You want to bottle it up and drink it like Yoo-hoo. And then we'll finish a tahini on the top as well, because that just makes everything magical.
Drink it like a Yoo-hoo. All right. I didn't bring a straw today, but I'm going to pass this over to Sean so that I can take a picture of and watch him eat this, because because he's never been to your restaurant, right?
That's correct, but I got to say, this stuff smells so good and looks so good. I'm looking forward to coming in very soon. All right.
See, you can hear the camera. Here it go.
Yeah.
And he's going for it. He's going for the whole ball all at once. It's a commitment.
Power move. We call that a power move.
Wow. I did give him a knife, everybody at home. So, yeah, that's okay.
I love that crunchiness, and then it's so soft inside. And the flavor is fantastic. Thank you, guys.
Outstanding. Ooh. And then... Matt, you brought us something in while we pass around the amazing plate over here. Can you please tell? Because I'm drooling over this sauce. You guys sell it by the bucket, or is that just a tease?
We do offer, we will mainline it for you for a small fee. we also brought a birria pizza. This is a collaboration with Juan Almanza of El Rustico. We'll use his birria and consomme. And we start with the dough our house dough that I spoke about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We use the birria, some Baccio mozzarella, which has just a kiss of buffalo milk.
Mm-hmm.
We finish it with some of the rendered fat from the birria that gives it that greasiness. It's funny, that particular ingredient Juan had us add. We made it, we thought it was pretty good, but we're like, you know what? We got to get signed off by the master before we let this into the world. And he came, he's like, it's really good, but it needs more grease.
And who's so, Juan?
Juan Almanza of El Rustico fame.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my favorite taquerias in town and friend. Yeah,
We're going to have to go over there.
Yeah, you might check it out.
For the listeners, what is birria?
Yeah, so it's a braised beef with I think Juan, I forget what he told me, but there's like 30 something ingredients in it, so can't pretend to know what they all are, even though he's literally showed me how to make it and make it with me. I don't think I could rattle off half the stuff.
Can I pass it over to Sean?
Oh yeah, yeah, send it away. Yeah,
it's really more complex than the Colonel's original blend.
Yeah, and so the tacos are
herbs and spices.
So the tacos are fun, because you get to dip in the consomme.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it would be fun to have the pizza version of that. So when you get the pizza, it comes with the consomme. There's some lime there. Squeeze a little bit of lime on your slice.
All right.
And then you dip it in the consomme and then take a big bite. And that should be the desired effect, hopefully.
Excellent.
It looks absolutely incredible. It looks like it's cooked to perfection, and I can't believe that you guys drug an entire oven into the studio today to heat it up. And you'll see some of those pictures on, again, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. And tell us.
That is fantastic. That the spices and the and is it birria? Is that how you pronounce it?
Birria.
Wow, yes. That's delicious. Do I have to share?
Yes. And don't forget, we have to make John, who had to leave earlier or early, we have to make him jealous. So we have to really embellish on these flavors. Is it savory? Is it it's not spicy? I know it's not.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I can definitely appreciate that your comments earlier about I feel badly talking with food in my mouth, but I guess that's how we do it here with Tasty Bites, right? The rendered fat that you were talking about really gives it a lot of richness and flavor.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. It looks, it's, I'm excited to try some of this. It's Nora.
That lime, crema, cilantro, that was divine. I can totally see why you guys were talking about by the bucket.
Yeah.
That was so good. It added just the right amount of tang to that. And while I have not quite tried the birria yet, it's one thing that if it's done wrong,
mm-hmm.
It's not good. So the fact that you guys are pulling it off obviously means that you're doing it right. And yet you can't go wrong with the extra fat in it. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So right. Go ahead and try that
I'm
out.
I'm going to go for it.
And so Devin had to take off here, but...
oh, look, he accidentally left the extra sauce.
Oh, no.
No, how horrible.
how horrible. I need to drink that later. But
what
tell
you
us,
do?
Matt, tell us a little bit about what's up and coming for you guys. What's coming up next for...
So this weekend we're doing the Chinese chorizo
right.
project, and we're using the chorizo in a couple of dishes. One the creator of the Chinese chorizo project Fun Fun, we named one after her, so we have Fun Fun Dito.
Oh my,
yeah. So that's like a cheese sauce. It's basically cheese sauce and chips, but we call it Fun Fundido. It's got some the chorizo cheese sauce, and then we're doing a mapa tofu and chorizo campanelli. So,
wow.
So yeah. And we made a little video of that dish. You might have seen it.
Yes, I did, and it was hilarious. And everybody needs to go to Zio Pepe Instagram and watch this. I think I even reposted it because it was just so unique. And
we got 4,000 plays in less than a day. So I'm thinking
that's awesome.
Wow, that is impressive.
So where is your restaurant? What's the location?
We're at 6502 East Tanque Verde. We're kind of right across from Golf and Stuff. Share a parking lot with the Cow Pony. It's quite a.
And that's Tanque Verde and Pima, or Wilmot and Pima.
So basically where Wilmot turns into Tanque Verde. It's right after the curve there.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Sonora, for being here
thank
as well.
Thank you for having me.
Sean, it's always a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you next week with Chef Lindy. Can't wait for him to be here with Thunder Bacon Burger. All right, thank you again for joining us and listen every week at 1:30. I'm your host, Wesley Source. Thank you to our sponsors, Kiki Rogers Country Financial, Vera Earl Premium Beef, Veteran Rescue Mission, Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating and Plumbing, and Bella's Gelato. And, of course, Dirty Cactus Soap. And always stay tasty, Tucson.